The Lies of the Third Temple, Part 86. I'm Professor Hannes Redinghuis of the First Assembly of Jehovah's in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, please contact us at our WhatsApp number 0722-367-124. That's a +27 code internationally. Just this is my webpage, https://yahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you will participate in the study. I urge you to go to part one because you have missed quite a bit of information. You also need to subscribe to the channel. It's very important in order to receive the different notification of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Very important to share this link with your friends and family. Make sure you have a 1611 King James Bible ready, pen and a writing pad. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. I trust that this study today will be a blessing unto you in the wonderful name of Yahshua. We will continue where we left off last week. And that is, we will follow the research work of the Temple Institute in Jerusalem. We're still busy with it. And they are making the following statement. Chief Rabbi Mordechai Elhua suggests that if a synagogue, now I want you to listen, the whole discussion is going about a third temple that needs to be built on the Table Mount. Now Rabbi Mordechai now suggest that if a synagogue, now you know what's a synagogue, I explained before, it's a small church, it's not the size of a temple. The synagogues usually has been on the outer range of the cities, far off, where people, where on the Sabbath it was impossible to go to the temple in Jerusalem, then they will attend a synagogue. Now this is what he suggests, that if a synagogue, not a temple, were to be built, it should be done on the eastern wall of the Temple Mount. Such a synagogue stood there until the 16th century. They say there was a synagogue until the 16th century. It was taken down. The entrance to the synagogue would be formed outside the wall, permitting people from walking upon the forbidden area of the mount. They wanted built against the wailing wall on the outside, assaulting the mount. Now, just something about this synagogue. For the last 30 years, I've been preaching and saying they will not be able to build a temple on the mount, Table Mount, but they will most probably build a synagogue. And after 30 years of preaching it, somebody in Israel must have heard me. Alright. Assaulting the mount. Since 1967, there has been various attempts by individuals and by groups to assault the Temple Mount in order to perform Jewish blood sacrifice, to destroy the Muslim building, or to upset the balance of power and to alter the status quo. Now this is what the Jewish people tried to do. They tried to upset the Muslims. Every now and then there's somebody going on the mount. On August 21st, 1969, Michael Robertson, a non-Jewish tourist from Australia, set fire to the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Firefighters fought the blaze for 4 hours as an angry Muslim crowd shouted, "Down with Israel." The president of the Muslim Council accused the fire brigade of deliberately slowing response. The Arab state blames Israel for the incidents, even though Rowan identified himself as a Church of God member. The fire destroyed a priceless of 1,000-year-old wood and ivory pulpit, minbar, that had been sent from Al-Pau by Saladin. Now, You see, different people feel that they have the right to the table mount. But the Muslim slays them for themselves. Now, what does the Institute, the Temple Institute in Jerusalem, what do they do now? They are giving us history in order for us to notice the necessity to have a third temple on Table Mount. At the trial, Ruan told the court that he believed himself to be the Lord's emissary, in accordance with prophecy in the book of Zechariah. The court convicted Ruan, but then declared him criminal insane. He was placed in an Israel Mental Institute hospital. The Temple Mount remained closed to non-Muslims for 2 months after the incident. For the next 3 years, all non-Muslims were barred from Al-Aqsa Mosque. After the ban was lifted, the Muslim guards were still very nervous. The mere opening of the pews for the handkerchiefs who caused the guard to come running and search for a bomb. You see, this is what they do. If somebody just opened a handbag looking for a handkerchief, then the guards think they're looking for a bomb. They're so frightened that every movement seems like the person wants to destroy it. The dome of the rock of the dome. The cause of Loyal Learner, Yoel Learner, Y-O-E-L, Learner. In October 1982, Yoel Learner, a member of Mir Maskan Kash movement, was arrested for planning to sabotage one of the mosques on the Temple Mount. Learner was convicted to plan to blow up the Dome of the Rock. Previously, he had served a 3-year sentence for heading a group that plotted to overthrow the government and establish a state based upon the religion laws, 613 laws of Moses. He was sentenced to 2.5 years imprisonment. Alan Harry Goodman. In April 11, 1982, Alan Harry Goodman, an Israel soldier, went on a shooting rampage on the Temple Mount, storming into Al-Qasr Mosque with an M16 rifle. Goodman killed a Muslim guard and wounded other Arabs. This incident set off a week of rioting and striking in Jerusalem, the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. As this trial, Goodman told the court that he has expected to become king of the Jews to liberate the holy spot. He was convicted a year later and sentenced to life plus 2 terms of 20 years. You see, this is this type of half-crazy people that can actually start the Battle of Armageddon, that can actually start the Third World War so easily by doing a stupid thing like that. Jerusalem's physicians and mental institutions have learned to expect and to professionally render aid to a growing number of insane and marginally unstable individuals who flock to Jerusalem every year. Some pilgrims claim to be the true Messiah or the virgin birth of Jesus and the two witnesses of the apocalypse. You get crazy people all the time. Moses, Elijah, and the Nehemiah, usually in costumes, announce their return from the dead fairly often in the public square. Quickly, these problem children are whisked off towards non-communion to the blazer and the unexpected as regular parts of living in the city of a great king. The problem is not significant. It has been labeled the Jewish syndrome. The Jerusalem syndrome. The city of peace. Perverse its tranquility and peace one day at a time, sometimes by a slim margin indeed. So it's not always as peaceful the city as what it's supposed to be. Another foiled raid on the Mount. On March 10, 1983, the police quickly stormed an attempted raid on the Mount, Jerusalem. Israel's security forces arrested about 45 Jewish extremists, including supporters of the radical Rabbi Meir Karhan, foiling an armed raid on the Temple Mount to seize Muslim and Jewish holy places, police said Friday. Security forces working on a trip Thursday night captured 10 of the extremists carrying fire army rifles, shoes and crowbars near an ancient passageway to the east of eastern Jerusalem, Israel Radio said. 35 other Israelites were subsequently arrested, for 4 were later released after proving they had nothing to do with the incident. An undisclosed number of these detainees were Israel soldiers, but were not in uniform, police spokesman Meir Gadia said. These religious militants want to occupy the area to be able to pray on the site where Muslim worship, Israel Radio said. So these people feel, the Israeli people feel, is their right to be in Jerusalem. Is their right to worship on the Mount. It's always been their right until 70 AY, after Emperor Titus invaded Jerusalem, after 9 months burned down the temple in Jerusalem and overturned the walls. And the Jewish men that were still able to travel, they were taken to Europe as slaves. Interior Minister Josef Burg, the National Internal Security Chief, assured leaders of the Supreme Muslim Council that authorities will stop any possible attack or worshippers or attempts to curtail freedom of worship. Jerusalem Police Chief Yosef Kaspi said a takeover could have caused a most serious confrontation between Arabs and Jews, is what I said. This can escalate to war. 29 people were eventually charged for the interception, but were quintessentially all charged. Acquitted of all charges, they were acquitted, so they were not found guilty. Jerusalem's Day 1983. Jerusalem Day 1983. On May 11, 1983, the Israeli High Court of Justice ordered a limited lifting of the ban of worship on Table Mount compound. The court ordered that Jerusalem police to commit Gershon Solomon and other members of the faithful of the Temple Mount to enter a small corner of the temple precise to worship for an hour and a half. This service commemorated Jerusalem Day, the anniversary of the re-functioning of the whole city. Hundreds of worshippers crowd into the tiny area, defined by a firm of police barriers, stretches by 15 feet from the Mogaki Gate that enters space between the Jewish worshippers and approximately 700 square feet between 3:30 p.m. and 5 p.m. on Jerusalem's Day. The court's orders were just compiled. Many Muslims saw it as infringement on their religious sovereignty over the Temple Mount. Most secular Jews feared that the court's decision would simply complicate the already inflamed relationship with the Arabs. Many religious Jews celebrate the decision, declaring that Jerusalem cannot truly be considered liberal until a Jewish has the right to share the Temple Mount. Equally with other religions, such wish to worship the true and living God. Some rabbis call for some severe restrictions to the point of allowing the Mount to be permitted, Muslims control, so as to prevent Jews from entering altogether. As usual, paradox, extreme, pluralism, diversity of opinion, and multitude contradicting common or daily life in Jerusalem prevailed. They want the Mount for themselves. That's Islam. And they will not tolerate anything or anybody that do not cope with the laws and the regulations. Now time has caught up with us. This is very interesting information. It's history. It's long past history. But it's as fresh as today because of that what they are expecting to build a third temple any time now. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Yahweh's will, Maranatha. Yahweh is coming back again. Hallelujah.